Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I am. Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. We had a little snow here.
We did, which kind of exciting. It was pretty.
It was pretty snow because it's here and hopefully by the end of the day it'll be gone.
Oh, it looks like it is gone. It was not a big deal.
It was not, though, you know, some people, they see snow and it's like the first time. And
yeah.
It's like there were some accidents out there, but
well,
we did
it was
okay.
Slippery. I actually had to go out early yesterday morning when it was snowing, and it was kind of slippery on the roads.
It was. It was a weird weekend. This was Martin Luther King weekend. A lot of football games that were played, and the Patriots weren't in it this week.
Yeah, very strange, isn't it? After so many years.
So many years, but it was fun. I mean, a lot of the games were entertaining, and we've got some other great teams to be excited about. Both the Bruins and the Celtics are playing very, very well right now, so we've got some teams to cheer for. We still remain, I think, a city of champions here in the Boston area.
We certainly are.
So, but perhaps as you've been getting your statement for the year end, you may not be feeling like all that much of a champion.
Although the last quarter was a very good quarter.
Right.
You know, the rest of the year was a disaster, but the last quarter was good.
Yeah, it is interesting because many people will get their year end statement and it'll show the balance at the beginning of the year versus the balance at the end of the year. And you'll think, oh my goodness, what a tough year it was. But if they just looked at the last quarter, I think you're seeing some hints of improvements here.
Right. We've seen pretty good gains for most clients in the last quarter. Also, this month has started off quite well. So let's hope that that continues through 2023.
Yeah, but as we all well know, hope is not a strategy here at Friedman Financial,
most
is it?
Most definitely not.
It's not. And we want to be sure that you're positioned appropriately for the long term, knowing full well that the short term will always provide some surprises along the way.
Always ups and downs. And, you know, you can't get used to anything. We always, everyone looks at what's just happened in the recent past and expects that to continue. And we should never do that.
You know, and one of the big surprises that people might see, if you're over the age of 72, if you get minimum distributions from your IRA and they've been set up in such a way that you get whatever is the required minimum distribution, it's just set up on automatic payments. You may be surprised when the check shows up in January and it's less than what you got last year.
It certainly, yes. And that's going to happen to, I think, quite a few people. The way required minimum distributions are calculated, and this is dictated by the IRS, they take the year-end balance from the previous year and they multiply that by a factor depending on your age. So when account values go down over the course of the year, the required distribution could be lower than it was the previous year, particularly in a year like 2022, because the account balances went down in some cases significantly, even if you were positioned in bonds.
Yeah, because the bonds were the big surprise, right?
I mean, that's for
sure. Well, we knew bond prices were going to go down, but no one knew that the value of bonds, the typical bond index, would drop larger in 2022 than in the history it's ever been recorded.
It's totally amazing. But remember, I mean, for years and years and years, we got used to interest rates declining. When did they ever go up? I mean, those who are older can remember the days when they did go up and when they were very high. But, you know, for many people in their lifetime, they don't even remember high interest rates.
Yeah, it's a reminder to folks that, you know, when you buy into bonds, it's not guaranteed like a CD is.
There can
be price fluctuation in a bond.
That's right. And even for treasury bonds. So we're not talking about low quality bonds. Even the highest quality bonds, when interest rates go up, their price declines. So just keep that in mind. So even though you think, oh, well, my portfolio is safe, I'm not going to have to worry about my required distribution going down, that might not be the case.
Right, because this year bond prices did drop.
That's
no question
correct.
About it. Now, does that mean that they stay down?
I doubt it. I mean, but you never know.
Right.
I mean, but remember, you're getting interest on the bonds. You're getting payments on those bonds, whether it's every month, every quarter, every 6 months, you get payments, guaranteed payments on the bonds.
But as we think about it, and I know we talked about this last week as well, and we'll get back to the required minimum distribution thing again in just a minute, but with bonds, so should people still stay in bonds, Marion, with 2023 here in front of us?
I absolutely think they should, because you will, again, eventually, and it could be relatively short term, you will see the distributions from the bonds make up for any decline you might have seen in the bonds. Unless you own 30-year treasuries. I mean, those could take a very long time to recover what, you know, the prices decline. On the other hand, do remember, if you own long-term bonds, if you hold it to maturity, you haven't lost anything. So it's
all
on
paper. As long as the company stays in business, right?
That's right. But if you own treasuries, let's hope the government's still in business in 30 years.
But when you think about it, I mean, a year ago, let's say you could buy a one-year bond, and I'm just using this just, and it paid 1%. And all of a sudden, now you can buy a one-year bond, and it pays 4%.
So who wants your 1%?
Who wants it, right?
That's
no one
right.
wants it. So they're gonna pay less for that.
That's
but
right.
Now, if bonds are, let's say, a one-year bond is at 4%, and even if the Fed raises rates, even 1 percentage point over the course of this year, and it goes from 4% to 5%, that is far less painful in growth to a bond than going from 1% to 4%.
That's right.
And
the
so,
magnitude.
Which gives us confidence that even if the bond prices go up a little bit more, the interest that you're going to get on your bond payments will in many cases offset some of the potential short-term loss you could feel, knowing that over the longer term, you stand to make a decent interest payment on your bonds if you're careful and it's built properly for your portfolio.
That's right. Always keep in mind, when you look at the long term, you know, cash has been the least desirable performer over a long-term horizon. Stocks over long terms have always outperformed bonds, which over long term have also outperformed cash. So again, think long term. Hopefully you're not going to use all of the money you have in the market tomorrow, because it shouldn't be in the market if that's the case.
That's right. But Marion, can you explain maybe the difference between the risks associated with owning an individual bond rather than owning it in a bond fund?
Sure. Well, so the risk of owning an individual bond, bonds are classified according to the quality of the company that issues the bond. And remember, the quality of companies can change. So if you buy a 10-year bond, if you buy a 10-year treasury bond from the federal government, you're pretty much, I mean, that's the safest bond you can buy.
You can feel very comfortable that you'll get your interest payment.
And I usually tell people that if they don't get their money back, they're not going to be worried about their money.
We've got bigger problems
if the federal government is falling apart.
That's for sure.
You know, we've got bigger problems. But anyways, but then you can have a variety, 10-year bonds, you can have from very high quality companies. For instance, a company like Apple Computer, you probably could think, you know what, those are relatively highly rated bonds, and they likely will stay that way over 10 years. On the other hand, you could see some restaurant operation, you know, let's say Outback Steakhouse, for instance, that had to close down for months during the pandemic. Well, these companies could struggle. You buy a 10-year bond from a company like that, it's much more uncertain.
Though you may get a higher interest payment.
That's right.
But the value of that bond may be worth less, because there's no guarantee that that company could be around when maturity date comes around.
That's right.
And so by buying a bond fund, what do we do here?
You have a whole mix of bonds. You can get very high quality bonds in there, medium quality, lower quality, but you have probably thousands of bonds in a bond fund. So if one of them defaults, which means it goes out of business and can't pay back the principal, you have so many other bonds and it represents such a tiny percentage of that mutual fund, you probably won't even notice.
So as we look at investing in the fixed income side of a portfolio for our clients today, what are we telling our clients to do? Are we buying individual bonds or are you buying bond funds, Marion?
We're buying bond funds, and we always do. I mean, we have for years and years. You just can't get the diversity either if you're trying to buy individual bonds, and you can't get good pricing as an individual in the bond market.
All right, so bonds were off last year as much as stocks were off. In fact, bonds did worse than the S&P 500 last year.
The 30-year bond absolutely did.
Right. Down 30%, I think, was the 30-year.
And those were the highest quality bonds. Remember that. These are not low-quality bonds that declined that much. The highest quality, longest term even,
so did once,
that.
So now we look at our statements now. Here we are December 31st, and our account value is less than what it was worth a year ago.
Right.
And despite the fact that you may be 1 year older, well, you would be 1 year older than you were the year prior, and you're supposed to get a fractional increase in the percentage that's taken out of your portfolio to meet your minimum distribution, you're starting with a lower number in some cases. Now, does that mean that you have to accept the lower distribution number? Can you take more?
You certainly can. You just can't take less without a penalty, but you can take more. Whether you want to take more, whether you need to take more, those are all considerations that you should very seriously think about before you say, I want to keep taking more.
And I always find it interesting. We run into a lot of people that, whether it's through their choice and how they've set it up with their financial institution or through the investment advisor that they work with, they end up taking their required minimum distribution all at once. They take it as one check. And I know one of the things that our clients have really grown to appreciate to help them manage their cash flow is for us to build the required minimum distribution strategy such that you get the same amount every month direct deposited into your bank account, where we're withholding federal taxes, we're withholding state taxes if necessary. And then as the years adjust, if your account is higher or lower, we talk with you to say, do you want to take a little bit more? Do you need to take a little bit less? Whatever it is. But it allows you that flexibility rather than being stuck for that once a year payment.
Particularly if you're taking it in January, which a lot of people are tempted to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like we have people that say, well, I got a lot of big bills that come due in the month of January, so I want that check. Well, you can do it a lot of different ways, but I know one of the things we take great pride in here at Friedman Financial, where 65% of our clients are taking distributions from their investment accounts. We're paying out close to $15 million a year to our clients in payouts, is what we call it. You can set up a structure so that you can spread out that distribution, have it direct deposited, have it planned better so that the onus just isn't on you. It's one of the services that we offer here at Friedman Financial for our clients. And if it's something that's important to you, if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, for your investment management, we're here to help you. We'd love to talk with you. We've been starting to receive some phone calls, as we always do in the month of January, people that are looking either for a second opinion, or they've been holding off for a while, or they're starting to see a little bit of a tick up in the state of the economy, and they're saying, oh, now I want to start getting serious about this because I don't want to go through what I went through before. If now is the time for you, give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or you can visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com. And if you'd like, you can get our free weekly newsletter. All you have to do is go to the bottom of any page of our website, put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will get planning pointers sent to you every Friday, 10:30 in the morning. We've been sending out our own customized newsletter since March of 2009.
That's quite a while, Mark.
It is. It's a lot of work we've been doing on this, but we're quite proud of it and quite proud of the subscribers that continue to tune in.
And remember, it's not just about the markets. It's about your holistic financial planning life.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that someone has asked us about recently was, where's the best place to take my money? She says, I can't figure out, should I take it from my IRA? Should I take it from my personal account?
Right.
And she thought she was asking this foreign question. And that's a question that we deal with every day.
That we, you know, and we do an analysis of that. It's very important to do that so that you minimize the taxes you pay.
Yeah, and we're not going to bury in the numbers. We've got some really nice graphics, too, to show you what that looks like. So, like I said, if you, now's the time. Feel free to give us a call, 978-531-8108. Marion, any final thoughts before we head out?
You know, I think that's about it for this week. Just enjoy.
All right. We will see you again next week. Have a wonderful day. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.